USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has seen several new record high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The National Weather Service predicting that Portland, Oregon will see a high near 115 degrees on Monday. Relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. And President Biden has ordered airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement Sunday that the strikes were in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the strikes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Supporters of a bipartisan infrastructure bill agreed to last week by a group of 10 senators are confident in their ability to bring both sides of the aisle together over the proposal. Even after remarks by President Biden that seemed to tie the more than $1 trillion bill to a larger Democrat-backed spending package. The president has since walked those comments back. Senator John Tester was one of the group of 10 that negotiated the bill, and the Montana Democrat tells CBS's Face the Nation that he's confident that there will be 60 votes when the bill comes to the floor.
I think that possibility is going to be great. I think we're going to get a lot more than 5 more Republicans, and I think we're also going to see bumps in the road as this goes forward through the process. Every week there's probably going to be another problem that arises. We'll work through those problems just like we worked through them in our gang of 10 folks. I think we'll get good support from both sides of the aisle. I think we'll get far more than 60 votes in the end to get this through the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The World Health Organization is expressing its concern as the Delta variant of the coronavirus continues its worldwide spread. Brad Bernards has the details.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, told journalists at a regular briefing that Delta has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
There is currently a lot of concern about the Delta variant, and WHO is concerned about it too. Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far. Has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
A surge in cases translates to more hospitalizations, which continue to stretch healthcare workers and health systems while putting more at risk of death, according to the WHO chief. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Major League Baseball's crusade against pitchers altering the ball with foreign substances has seen its first pitcher ejected for it. Seattle hurler Hector Santiago was tossed in the fifth inning of Sunday's game against the Chicago White Sox after umpires allegedly found something when they inspected his glove. Santiago could face a 10-game suspension. The league began enforcing a new rule last week allowing umpires to inspect pitchers for suspected foreign substances. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.